So what happened with Tyler and his roommate after they accidentally hooked up with one another? Amy's been waiting on hold. Hey, Amy.
Can I just hear what happened?
She just wants to know the update.
I'm going to teach the kindergartners, and I can't listen to DJX while I do that.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Why don't you just read Amy the update?
Okay. All right. Here's the update. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm
ready. The update is, hey, thanks for reaching back out. I guess thanks for all the advice from you and your listeners, because I didn't expect things to go the way they did. So I did what you suggested, decided to pick up pizza on the way home, tried to keep things as casual as possible. When I got back, I basically took a deep breath and asked her, so you want to talk about last night? She kind of laughed, looked a little relieved, said, yes, we definitely needed to. I'll be honest, I was nervous walking into that conversation. I told her straight up that I'd been stressing all day because I was worried she was upset or mad, and I really didn't want to look like lose a good friend over this. We ended up sitting there talking for hours, talking it all out. And turns out she had been just as anxious as I was. She thought I regretted it and was worried I'd want to pretend it never happened. Then the conversation took a turn I wasn't expecting. She asked me, would you be upset if I started seeing someone?
Oh.
And without even thinking, I said yes.
Oh.
Oh, no.
The second it came out, I think we both kind of had our answer. She just smiled at me and admitted she'd been feeling something for a while, but didn't want to risk making our living situation weird by saying anything.
Oh.
And honestly, I realized I'd probably been feeling the same way and just never let myself think about it.
Oh.
So after a lot more talking, we decided we're going to take things slow and be smart about it. But we both feel really good about where this could go.
Oh.
So thanks again to you guys and everyone who weighed in. Also respect, because the pizza peace offering was the play. And now apparently pepperoni is a part of our story. Oh, my gosh.
So are they dating now?
I feel like they are. They're dating.
They're going to take things slow, Ben Davis.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
So
sorry.
So they're not, round two's not like right around the corner.
Well, we don't know that.
Well,
right.
we're pushing
true.
That off
we
a little bit.
That pepperoni was.
Yeah, that's
hot
right.
Pepperoni.
How spicy was that? A pepperoni.
Wow, look at that. Because, we didn't know if Tyler had any feelings. That was the big question. The other elephant in the room was... Do you want there to be?
Well, that's an interesting.
Something.
That's an interesting play,
right?
Yeah, the whole. Would
did
you,
we get Tyler a girlfriend? We might have.
Would you be surprised, or would you be upset if I started seeing someone?
That's kind of, a really
that's
good
a
like
quick
bait
line.
To throw out there.
Yeah, I was going to say that is kind of a bait line, and how he responds is obviously that was that was what she wanted to hear. Apparently,
look at that.
Right, I'm so excited for them. I hope they invite us all to the wedding.
Yes!
To the wedding! Amy's already preparing
she
it.
She knows. That's exactly where we jump to.
We're taking it slow, Kelly.
Yeah. That's right. Amy,
right.
Listen to yourself.
You're right.
That's
see, now can you go about your day and be okay about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure I can. Thank you.
See,
you're welcome.
Yeah, I was going to say, we do what we can
that
to help
you. That is customer service right
that's
there.
Right. That's
sometimes
right.
It's just
yeah,
for one.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
All right, Amy, thank you.
All right, bye.
Well, Dr. Amy was waiting in the car, too. So Dr. Aaron, she said that she is just so happy with how this turned out. She
know,
was so
that
invested.
Was
she's like, she keeps texting us the emoji of the watch. Like, come on, guys.
Come on.
I'm sitting in the car.
Time.
I got to go.
Giselle texts in, is the word of the day for this update.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. Amy and I were both going,
every reaction was,
Danielle texted, I'm so invested.
I know. We all in. That was, I don't think any of us really expected it to go because he didn't seem to indicate like I hope that she.
I don't think he knew maybe.
Once more. I don't think he knew either. But that line, that question she asked him and his immediate response told him, I think.
I think it told them both.
It told them both.
Well, that's good.
This is so great. Kimberly's, oh my gosh, I love a good love story. Yeah, I know. Christian Joe, DJX playing matchmaker. If that's the case, I'm in.
I like that.
Christian thinks that he needs to enlist our services because we seem to be pretty good at this.
We don't do anything. We just put it
all
out there.
All we said is bring pizza.
We just said, hey, bring pizza.
Her if and, she wants to talk about
yeah, exactly.
It.
And don't put her on the defensive. That's all we said.
No.
That is good. Tyler, thank you for the update. That worked out as well as I think we were maybe hoping. I wasn't really even expecting anything. I was just maybe thinking they'd be cool to just exist in the same place together, but yeah. That took a different turn.
Now
so.
Heidi needs a periodic updates as the story I develops.
Know. That's kind of fun.
And Cheyenne's like, oh.
I know. Oh. No, Amy and I were there. Kelly was saying it. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. All right. Cool. Thank you for the update, Tyler. That's great.
I also think that we need to incorporate a live studio audience with every update that we get. We should just recruit someone and just be on the phone and react along with you as we deliver it.
Oh, gosh, that's great.
Danielle's, please pick me. Yes, all right, Danielle.
I know. Enlist the help of
this
someone just to be on the phone with us.
Just
as
to
we
have more reactions. It's great.
All right. Thank you for the update, Tyler. Good luck to you guys. And I'm happy that we could be a part of it.
This is great. I love.